Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We're joined on Share Talk today by Cameron Parry, Chief Executive Officer of Lion Gold. Good morning, Cameron.
Hi, Alex. How are you going?
Not too bad. Just for followers who don't know who you are, Lion Gold is on the London AIM markets, and it's a gold-focused exploration company with gold assets in India, Finland, and a significant holding in physical gold and silver online vaulting and trading platform. Your RNS yesterday, you updated the market. There's a lot of chatter on social media. Do you want to talk about that, please?
Well, I'm happy to put some colour around the RNS, of course. I mean, you can obviously ask questions or whatever around whatever's being discussed on social media, but yeah, basically, we've been doing work in our two leading projects in Finland and in India. In Finland, it's Kuika, which is a high-grade gold deposit we have there that we're looking to do a bulk sampling campaign on imminently, or as soon as possible, I should say. And one of the key things to that, or the final piece to that, is getting our environmental permitting. And from our meetings last week and from some other work we've been doing, with the information to hand, we believed that we should give an update to the market that our expectation is that the earliest we might be able to commence some bulk sampling is going to be Q4 instead of Q3. That the permitting will come through in Q4 rather than Q3 this year. And if it indeed does, then what will then happen is that we will be able to conduct, depending on the timing and weather conditions, but we'll probably be able to conduct some bulk sampling this year and then actually conclude it next year. And by next year, I mean in Q2, because we probably won't do much in Q1, just due to snow and this type of thing, and it changes the cost dynamic if you're, under the cover of snow while you're doing these things. So unfortunately, I mean, it is just information that's come to light that we have to verify and take time to assess and confirm and all that type of thing. And then with that new information, we are obliged to share it with the market, which, as we should, we're not trying to hide anything, obviously. But it does mean that the commencement, maybe another 3 or 4 months later than we were hoping. And then the conclusion could actually be in Q2 next year. So, the environmental permitting, that is a process that we're going through. It is one that there was a chance that could have been shortcutted. It didn't need that full process, but indeed it does. And that's okay. That does give us time to refine what we're looking to do there on the bulk sample, the numbers and the amount we're going for, the quantities, the grades, the wastage, refining processes at the plant. And indeed, for us, everything, whether it's a delay or good news, I suppose, but if there is a problem, that's always an opportunity to try and see what we can achieve for Lion Gold. And so we think we've got, this will actually put us in a better position ultimately, as we announced in that RNS. With our position within the JV and the fact that both parties have agreed we don't want a third JV partner involved, and by streamlining or tightening up on what we're doing, there's less dilutionary aspects that might come later, and we can just be quite specific and targeted and make sure we're getting the most value for our money, and then holding sort of the highest percentage realistically possible as we move through that.
I've got to ask one question that's come across from social media. You've already raised funds, but are you looking to raise funds in the near future? And if you did, would there be a reason for it?
If you are going to raise funds, there should always be a reason for it. But no, we've only just raised funds.
So
we're...
You're in a good position,
We're fine funding-wise. I mean, some of these things, such as what we're, what we're doing with these couple of delays, don't really affect our budgeting or what we had in mind for that placing. You know, I mean, look, you'd never say never in the sense that if there's some, you know, wonderful commercial opportunity that sort of comes out of left field and you want to try and put your foot on it or something, and we think that this is, you know, truly a, you know, something of great value to Lions Gold potentially, then you might, you know, you might raise money and do that. We just raise money. So why would we want to do another placing?
It's a question that's been raised. Obviously, I've got to ask it. I know you've already did a fundraise, so I just thought I would put it to you. That was all.
Yeah, as I say, unless an opportunity comes up. Unless an opportunity comes up and that then makes it worthwhile, and obviously you think that's far more valuable than the money you're raising and all that good stuff. It's possible, but as I say, we've just raised money, so you know, for what we've got budgeted in mind at the moment, we're covered. That first question you asked too, I should touch on India because it wasn't just Finland that we were talking about in the RNS. In India, we are, you know, it is still this economic feasibility study is near completion. There are a few things that they're still finalising, and I suppose one of them is the just adjusting the cash flow for the implementation of the GST that's gone on in India, and that was sort of notified in India. The government sort of went through or notified the Indian market about that in late May, and during the course of June, there are certain elements that go on in the mining industry that hadn't been, or that our partners there only became aware of during the course of that month. So whilst it would have been nice if they could have gotten onto that a little bit earlier, it is being done now. There are independent tax specialists you need to bring into these things. So when there is a little delay, there is this sort of ripple effect of who else needs to be scheduled into the timelines of that. The EFS as well is, you know, it is imminent. We're weeks away from that. So again, you know, these two delays, I think I went through the timeline with Finland, but you know, with India, it's something that we were hoping to have out at the end of June. It became, clear to us and through discussions at the end of last week and what we were able to ascertain on Monday that we needed to put out a revised timing to the market. And we're trying to do these on the basis, because India has slipped a couple of times, the EFS release, we're trying to, you know, be conservative on that. On the EFS side of it and the value of John Aguirre, the NPV coming out, the valuation, that part of the valuation report that then John Aguirre becomes part of, that's weeks away. But I have said that before, which is that while we're trying to, you know, say it's late July into August potentially, just to give ourselves that grace so that everybody's expectations are managed appropriately.
Put the RNS out yesterday. It's a legal requirement, but the way you're talking here, you're being upfront and you're saying there's still news flow to come.
There is. And it's not like we just go quiet now for 6 months. It's not like that at all. So I don't know if it, hopefully it didn't come across that way, obviously good news or bad news. Once we become informed and, once we have new information comes to light and we verify and confirm it and, you know, are able to assess it as a board, we need to release that. And, you know, that's great when it's good news, and sometimes it's slightly negative news. And unfortunately, I suppose with this one, it was a double delay we had to announce. But in the grand scheme of things, the merits and the value of those projects, is still, nothing's fundamentally changed there.
Yeah.
And we think, obviously we think we're on a winner with what we're doing in Finland and India. And there's, hopefully there's more progress we can make in both of those jurisdictions with our partners there, because we're ambitious about what we want to try and achieve in both of those jurisdictions.
I've got one question here. I've got to ask this one. This is off Chris Parrish off Twitter. Why wasn't the market informed of the potential negative effect of the Indian tax changes earlier?
Actually, it's a positive effect for a start, because they've changed what was the VAT and the excise duty. So financially, it is actually a positive effect, but We don't know the... It's actually just caused us a delay, I suppose. The effect of it's actually kind of a... Financially, it's slightly... We're better off, actually, in the cash flow models, or we will be because of this. So it's more about the delay, really. I think the problem, and, you know, we have to take responsibility for this, but with the information we've had along the way of releasing the EFS and having that ready, you know, we've announced a couple of times that we thought it was coming sooner than what has actually been the case ultimately. I know everybody's working hard there in India and getting the job done, but it has slipped a couple of times from what our expectations were, and obviously what we updated the market on. So, but the tax regime change, it's just caused a delay. It's actually financially we're better off for it.
All right. Just to encapsulate what you're saying. So basically, I know the shareholders are frustrated, but overall it doesn't affect the quality of the projects, really.
No, and the frustration will be, hopefully short-lived because we are talking a few more weeks with getting some pretty fundamental information out about India and our interest there. And with Finland, our expectation is that the permitting has moved back a quarter, and then the completion of the bulk sampling has actually moved back two quarters. But, you know, so 3 to 6 months there, and for India, it's, you know, our expectation was to have this at the end of June.
Yeah.
Now into July. We've said July, early August. We are trying to give ourselves a bit of room there in case from the timeline that we're informed about at the moment, if that slips at all. But yeah, that's a few extra weeks. So it's not really it's certainly not the end of the world. But and as you say, or as I suppose you surmise quite well, the quality, the projects to us, I mean, these haven't fundamentally changed, and the value to us hasn't changed. In fact, you know, we're quite bullish about these projects because of the new information, the new findings and information coming to light, the things we can do at Kawika, for example, because we've got a little bit more time to think about it, because they're, unfortunately, on the face of it, that there are a couple of delays, but that actually gives us a window to have a look at what can we do from a corporate and commercial point of view to increase value ultimately for Lions Gold and the shareholders.
No, that's great, Cameron, and we do appreciate that you're talking today, so your shareholders can hear, you know, your views and thoughts, and I'm sure they'll pick up on this interview.
Yeah, no, it's a look. You know, unfortunately, yeah, it was an RNS we kind of had to put out, which is fine. I mean, these things, you know, sometimes there's good news and sometimes there are bad news and everything in between. But ultimately nothing, as I say, fundamentally nothing's really changed. But it was annoying. It's annoying for us. I mean, it must be very frustrating for shareholders. It's frustrating for us. So, I'm sure it's disappointing to our partners in India and Finland, respectively, but it is what it is. And so now we just get on with things.
I'm sure the next time we talk, we'll be having a different conversation.
Yep, no worries. Thanks for the chat, Alex.
No, Cameron, it's a pleasure. And thanks very much for talking to Share Talk today.
No worries. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.